Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How does the AEW roster currently view the Young Bucks? Thunder Rosa provides an injury update, and the Varsity Blondes are no more? Maybe? Possibly? Hello and welcome to What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard, here with the Solo Sunday News. Not to be confused with Solo Sikoa, of course, but be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, follow, turn on notification bells and all of that jazz. But most importantly, as ever, just make sure you're having a really cool day. Whatever you're doing with your Sunday, something, nothing, whatever you have planned, whatever you've done, I hope it goes extremely, extremely well for you. But hey, let's get straight into wrestling. There's a bunch to get into, and there's a bunch of I don't know why today, but there's like loads of Twitter questions coming in, which is always good because I like that, because a lot of the time those questions have pictures of pets for them. So as always on a Sunday, bung me a picture of your cats, your dogs, whatever. That's always puts a smile on my chops, and seemingly putting a smile on many chops backstage in AEW are the Young Bucks. Wade Keller over at the PW Torch. Wade always does such great stuff over the years, over the decades, man. But he's providing an update on how people view the Bucks right now. Of course, the Young Bucks, if you've been living under a rock, the Young Bucks right now are suspended by AEW for their role in whatever happened after All Out the weekend, Labor Day weekend, as my US people will refer to it as. People are thinking, like, it's kind of a dynamic of Team Punk versus Team Bucks, and, like, you know, our sides being picked, our people against the Young Bucks, or people against CM Punk. And Wade Keller has provided an update to say that basically that the people are cool with the Bucks. Matt and Nick Jackson are viewed as, I like this, passive aggressive, but as Wade put it, the Bucks are not seen as abrasive personalities. Passive aggressive? Yes, there's some aspects of that. They're not seen as assholes. Can I say that? I'm sure I can say that. If not, this is demonetized. I'm probably going to get in trouble with work. But hey, assholes! Siren Miller is a bald asshole, of course. Yeah, Miller says bald asshole all the time, so I'm sure I can get away with that. Anyway, they're not seen as assholes. This has gone off the cliff already. People who don't like Punk have more negative things to say than people who don't like the Bucks have to say about them in terms of their characterization. The Bucks might rub people the wrong way, or not be their type of people or whatever, but they're not jerks, and that's kind of part of the dynamic here. So the Young Bucks are not rubbing people the wrong way, but they are, as Wade put, aggressive. So not everybody loves them, but, like, they're not jerks, as he put it there. So it's just, this is, like, a fascinating, I know we've hammered this for content over the last few weeks, and I'm sure we will for the next few weeks and months and however long this situation rattles on for, because it's just, it's just like a fascinating situation of, like, there's so many dynamics to take into account with the Young Bucks, with CM Punk, with, of course, there's a third party investigation going on right now as to, like, what exactly happened after All Out and who is getting who's going to be blamed for it all. That I'm sure there's blame on all sides, but then it's a case of, right, who did what? What are they accountable for? What do we do in terms of punishment? And then you've got to think as well, like, there's the TV negotiations are coming up for AEW as well. So I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, if CM Punk was in the wrong, Do you fire him when he's your biggest draw, your biggest ratings? Like, it's crazy, man. There's so many different things at play with this. Could you fire the Young Bucks, your EVPs? How can you bring all these people back together in a working environment? Of course, Kenny Omega, another one who's suspended right now, and Ace Steel. I believe Chris O'Daniels, Pat Buck, Michael Nakazawa, and Brandon Cutler are all now back off their suspensions. But yeah, this is nuts. But moving away from the Young Bucks and over to my close personal friend, Thunder Rosa, La Meta Meta. One of the most enjoyable wrestlers to watch, I think, in the world these days. And she's providing an injury update. Of course, Thunder Rosa has been absent from AEW television from the 24th of August, I believe it was. I did write about this morning. It's been a long Sunday already. I think it was the 24th of August episode of Dynamite, where basically she had a very brief backstage segment where she just said that she's hurt, she cannot compete for the AEW women's title, that she obviously is the champion right now. This was going into All Out, where she was supposed to defend that title against Toni Storm. It wasn't a vacation of that title, and instead AEW obviously have gone the interim route, and Toni Storm is the interim women's world champion right now. But Thunder Rosa provided an update on how long she's expected to be out of action. Now, it is a back injury that's keeping her out of action, and she visited, let me look at my screen, South Texas Spine and Joint Institute. Shout out to those people. Yeah, she posted a vlog on her YouTube channel of her at the Institute, and it was a case of she's going to be out of action for at least another 6 weeks, and the treatment that she's going to have is going to be 4 times a week for the first, at least the first fortnight, the first 2 weeks. After that, who knows, we'll have to see. Hopefully, it's not too long before we see Thunder Rosa back on our screens. Of course, then you will have the interim versus the World Women's Champion, which I'd imagine by that point will still be Toni Storm as the interim World champion against Thunder Rosa, the match we're going to get it all out, basically. And I'm here for that. I'm here for Thunder Rosa. I'm here for Toni Storm. I'm here for good wrestling. Today, I'm here for Mick Foley. I've been watching some, just had some old Cactus Jack stuff on this morning. This is totally unrelated to the news, but hey, let's talk. Let me talk to you. Just watching some old WCW from like 1992. It's a fun time, man. It's a fun time. Cactus Jack, Mick Foley used to terrify me as a kid. As did Vader, obviously, clearly. But there was just that unhinged derangedness to Cactus in his feud with Sting. And it's like you felt like Sting was genuinely going to get murdered by this crazed maniac. Anyway, moving on from my ramblings to Brian Pillman Jr.'s ramblings on a recent appearance on the Café de René podcast, which is René Dupree's, not to be confused with Stupree podcast. Now, it seems like the Varsity Blondes are done. Dunsky, man. Dunsky. Nada. Done. Finished. Over. Kaputsky. This has kind of come a little out of nowhere, and obviously it's not being confirmed by AEW. It's not really being confirmed kind of officially, I guess, by Brian Pillman Jr., but his comments seem to indicate that the Varsity Blondes, as in Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison, not to confuse with Jungle Boy, I did also go back and revisit that Mr. Brody Lee, this is Griff effing Garrison when he thought he was... Anyway, rambling again. But yeah, the Varsity Blondes seem to be done. Brian Pillman Jr., as he put it on his appearance here with René Dupree, he talks about how when Julia Hart was taken from the Varsity Blondes and put with Malakai Black and the House of Black, how that took the edge off the group. But the way he talks here is very much as if... he talks basically in the past tense about the Varsity Blondes. Now, I have some quotes here. Somebody came in and decided she, as in Julia, would be better with House of Black. That's just how it goes. I definitely wasn't happy with it, to be quite honest. It is what it is. It's business. I thought probably what really stopped us from seeing the true potential of the Varsity Blondes was that we lost her before we really got going. And there's other stuff here. So he's very happy in AEW in general. I don't think that the Varsity Blondes was the fullest creative extension of myself, but I think people will look back at the Varsity Blondes quite fondly, actually. Who knows what's next for us? So to me, that sounds very much like they're done, which I like the Varsity Blondes, man. That's that kind of that lower level baby face, proper white meat babyface act. I think they're great. I think they're a great tag team. I just realize there's like the sun shining on my hands here. If you're listening to this on the audio version, you're gonna wonder what's going on, but I'm just distracted by the light. It's that sort of day. I like the Varsity Blondes as an act. Maybe that's in nostalgia because I absolutely love the Hollywood Blondes going back to classic WCW of the early 90s. Brian Pillman Sr. and stunning Steve Austin. What a team they were. So I don't know if maybe it's me with rose tinted glasses looking at that and thinking, yeah, man, I want the Varsity Blondes to be good, but it's we'll see what's next for them. They were last on TV the end of last month. I say on TV, they weren't on TV. They were on AEW Dark, which I don't count as TV because it's on YouTube. It's not on TV. Well, you can watch YouTube on your TV. But I'm, again, rambling. But hey, whatever's happening next for Pillman and Garrison, I'm here to have a look for it. I like those guys, man. They just seem like good dudes. Especially everybody. You can't not root for Brian Pillman Jr. Just, yeah, what a dude. Right, I mentioned there was a load of questions, and there is. There's loads to get through. So I say this every Sunday that I'm going to run through these questions quickly, and I know that I will not because, hey, rambling. That's why I get the solo Sunday gig, because talk, I can fill out time. Right, Hector Garcia III has got in touch. Hey, Hector. Happy Solo Sunday. Can you see a day when the Four Pillars unite, taking a group of veterans, i.e. Moxley, Danielson, Claudio, and Jericho, to somewhat symbolize a passing of the torch? Picture this, Jazzy enjoying a little roll in the grass. Jazzy looks very cool, looks very relaxed. I like that. Thanks for sharing that, Hector. I don't know if, I mean, I think there will be passing of a torch moments. I don't know if it has to be as on the nose as literally a 4-on-4 with the Pillars against the veterans. I don't think it needs to be that, yeah, like I said, on the nose, really. But I think, yeah, there will be passing of a torch moments. And I, because also you got to think, like, with the Pillars, how would you bring them together? Is it just because, like, hey, we're supposed to be taking over, which makes, I feel like I'm going Blue Meanie and Stevie, Big Stevie Cool. Yeah, I don't think it's tricky to get, basically Max is the problem. It's hard to get MJF together with those other three Pillars just because he's a bit of a dick in terms of his character. And I'm sure he's a massive dick in real life now. He's a good dude. He's a friend of the channel. He's a friend. Adam Wilborn's very close personal friend is Maxwell Jacob Freeman. Yeah, I think it's hard to imagine a time where MJF can align with the other three Pillars to take on these veterans. But yeah, we'll get passing the torch moments. Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Where are we here? Eri's got in touch. Eri, are you right? Eri? Happy Solo Sunday, Andrew. Hope you're having a wonderful time. Thank you very much. One, do you think Sami Zayn could be the one to dethrone Roman for one of the belts, given his storyline can go to that direction, aside from Cody? Two, cast new X-Men using your What Culture colleagues. And there's a picture of Sasha, the cat. Hey, thank you for sharing that picture. Smile on face. We the ones, man. I did a lot of that in Cardiff. There was a group of people behind me that were very, very passionately cheering on Drew McIntyre, and I just kind of felt like I had to keep doing the ones. I'd love to see Sammy be the ones to throne Roman. I don't see it. I think that storyline writes itself. Sami Zayn, man, has just been just a phenomenal. I mean, the dude's so talented in everything he does, and he's been on an absolute tear in the last couple of months as part of this whole Bloodline story. I think for me, I was only discussing this last night, where I think that Seth Rollins is the one to get one of those titles, I think. I mean, you've got the anniversary of the Shield coming up. I believe it's Survivor Series, that'll be like 10 years since the Shield. You do some sort of match, maybe it's a ladder match. Maybe there's the two titles there. Maybe Roman gets one. Maybe Seth gets one. Roman doesn't technically lose. Then you have Cody come back and go after Seth on Raw. I don't know. But I don't think Sammy gets it, unfortunately. As for the X-Men, I just have this here, just conveniently right next to me. I mean, Sidgwick's got to be Wolverine. Simple. Sidgwick has to be Wolverine. I think Adam Nicholas has to be Gambit because he's the coolest dude in the world. Super suave. Jean DiMori, I guess Cyclops I go with, which means that Adam Wilborn would be Storm or Jean Grey, possibly. Phil, I think, would be Beast because he's the brains behind a lot of this. Hamlet, though. Hamlet, where would Michael Hamlet fit in all of this? Now you got me thinking. I'm looking at my X-Men here and just thinking, like, who's... You know, I can't think of one for... Actually, no, I'm going to go with Storm for Hamlet, and then Wilborn can be Jean Grey. I'm going to go Gareth Morgan, Rogue, because, again, very cool, very charming. I guess Cleary, Professor X, because he's just, like, lingers above, tinkering away. And I'm going to go Rogue, not Rogue the character, but I'm going to go Simon Miller as Apocalypse, purely because... I was at a TNT wrestling show the Sunday after Clash of the Castle in Cardiff. I was down in Cardiff for the next day, so I had some time to kill. So I thought, hey, there's wrestling on. Let's go and watch wrestling. And Miller Woods, a heel. And it was great. So I'm going to say Simon Miller as Apocalypse, the big, big bad of the X-Men world. Grant Perkins, got in touch. Hey, your solo Sunday news falls on my birthday tomorrow. I expect you to tell everyone how nice I am. Here's a picture of your favorite wrestler with an animal. I know you like that stuff. Of course, he's put a picture of Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart, the greatest wrestler of all time. Thank you very much, Grant. Yes, he's a very nice man. He does some really, really cool artwork. Go and find him on social medias and stuff. I believe it's the Grant Perkins. Does some really cool wrestling art. But happy birthday, Grant. There's a few birthday shouts coming up, actually. But happy birthday, Grant. Brian George got in touch. Hey, Brian. Happy Solo Sunday, sir. Could we see Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns butting heads? Solo turns and defeats him for the championship. And we get Sikoa versus Rose at Mania, as well as Reigns versus The Rock with no title. Have a great day. Have a great day yourself, Brian. I don't see it. I think it's way too soon for Solo Sikoa to be to turn on the bloodline or whatever, or to the Roman, but also two to be put in that sort of, I mean, if we're talking you're beating Roman Reigns, that's the rocket of all pushes. If you're going to come in from NXT and beat Roman Reigns and then go into headline WrestleMania as the world champion after this run that Roman's been on, I think it's just a little too soon to put him in that sort of spot. And I think right now I'm all for keeping the bloodline strong, keep them as they are. Maybe if and when Naomi comes back in, put her with the group. Obviously, she's married to one of the Usos. So I don't quite see it just now, but I'm very interested to see what Solo Sikoa does. Obviously, the new North American champion from NXT. So that's interesting to see him with the gold. Right, Miss J Doom, AJ, hi, good to the peg. Happy Solo Sunday. Any chance I can get hello for my birthday? Here is a cute picture of my cat, Bastion. Enjoy your day. Hello, happy birthday. I hope it is an awesome day for you. And Bastion looks like the coolest, cutest, furriest of dudes. Look at his little mouth. Have a great day, Jay. Rogue Mel as well. It was my birthday Tuesday, just gone. Happy belated birthday, Mel. I told you, it's birthday shout-outs today. Birthday shout-outs, and there are some questions. I know people will get touchy of like, why are you just doing birthday shout-outs? It's cool. It's a Sunday. It's nice and relaxed. But happy belated birthday, Mel, as well, Rogue Mel, for last Tuesday. Mark Solid's got in touch. Hello, Senor Andrew. If you could ask Vince McMahon one question to get 100% answer, what would you ask? What a question that is. I'd ask him how he could think tag team wrestling could be a waste. I grew up on it and I love it. Apollo, Thumper, and Triton say hello. Hello to the dogs, looking again, as always, extra cool. What a question that is. I mean, yeah, I'd very much give Vince a grilling as to why you don't think tag team wrestling is a draw. I like yourself, Mark, I grew up on tag team wrestling. I love tag team wrestling. When done right, it's the best wrestling in the world. Jeez. What would I ask Vince? What was in the briefcase? I guess that's one question that always comes to mind in terms of the tragic passing of Nancy Argentino and the stories of Vince McMahon going to the police, the police station where Jimmy Snuka was, and there's all these rumors and rumblings of him going in with a briefcase, and Jimmy Snuka kind of got off with all of whatever he was alleged to have done. I have to say alleged on this. But yeah, what was in the briefcase? That'd be one question. Also, was there any genuine plans of putting the Intercontinental title onto Tanker at WrestleMania 9? Damn it. I bumped into the man. I went to an event where Tanker was at many years ago. I didn't just bump into him. I went over and had a natter and a little autograph. There is a photo somewhere online of me with the headdress on, which is interesting, should we say. And Tatanka was saying that he was supposed to get the belt from Shawn, the Intercontinental title, this was, by the way, at WrestleMania 9. So I would say, was that actually a thing? And also, what did you do with Vader, man? What did you do with Vader? And I'm clearly asking lots of questions about Bret Hart and the Montreal Screwjob and just all of that stuff. It still burns. MJF, happy roast potato day. I do love a roast potato. If Daniel Bryan wins the belt, could it be the catalyst for a heel turn? A nasty, violent, narcissistic, egomaniac head kicker. Nibs the kitten says hi. Hi, Nibs. Looking, again, very cute. Thanks for sharing that, MJF. I hope that Bryan gets the title. This is a really fascinating situation because MJF's there. Not yourself, MJF. MJF is there, like, lurking to take the title straight away from whoever wins it. But you don't want to do, to me, I don't want to do another quick title change because that belt's already been a hot potato a little bit lately, by circumstance, to be fair to AEW. So I'd hopefully, I'd love to see Bryan win the title. I don't think it'll be necessarily a heel. I don't know. Because Bryan came out, remember, and he cut that promo about how, like, I came out the bad guy till no, you know, blah, 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 blah. We're still bad guys. But they're not, are they? Because everybody loves a Blackpool Combat Club. They get cheered over time. But there's been no actual face to it. It's just that people cheer them because they like their style and their ways. Whether it's a babyface or a heel, I very much want to go back to that Bryan we saw in his first few months in AEW. That can still work in the Blackpool Combat Club, but just the one who was beating people with different moves every single week, a different submission move, just because he could. And he'd be flexing while he was doing it, just being a complete ass. And there's still elements of that to the Bryan Danielson character. So I just hope we get that. And I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him at Grand Slam. Travis Zachary, I told you there's loads of questions today. With the bloodline draped in gold and Sami Zayn so over, but without a belt, do you think it's time for a new people's champion? No, I think Sami Zayn gets the 24/7 title. And then Roman just kind of looks at him and is like, what is this? And essentially just throws it in the trash. And the 24/7 title is gone, never to be spoken of again, hopefully. And that is it. Yes, I said there was lots of questions. I'm sorry if this has rambled on. I'm sorry to editor Ryan for rambling on. But hey, this has been the Soul Sunday News with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to come and follow us at WhatCoachesWWE on Twitter. Follow me if you want, at CoachesLeftPeg. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, share, blah, 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 generic stuff. But most importantly, as ever, have the best possible Sunday. I'm going to go and drink more coffee and do a bit of work. Hopefully you're doing something more fun than just working. But if you're working, hey, make the best of it. There's always that time after work where you can do whatever you want. But yeah, have a great Sunday. I will be back. We're not back tomorrow because obviously it's a public holiday over here where the office is closed down. But I believe Murray and Wilborn will be back on Tuesday. I'll be back next weekend. Have a great rest of your day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.